It's time for a little fun with country music here.
All right, Dan. I'm very excited to present this to you guys because for the last year, we've been having fun with country music. About once a month, whenever the whole bro country revolution started and really the backlash started, I think about a year ago at this time. I think the first time we ever did fun with country music was in March of 2014. So we're right at the precipice of a year. And, man, the amount of artists that we have studied in this have been, I don't know, there's like 12, 15 different ones that we've run through, and it's the same crap that they talk about. It's ridiculous. The lyrical content is beyond childish and half-ass, and it's just formulaic. And
who could forget the mashup of six songs at the same time or whatever that was?
Yeah, and that's the last thing.
That shows you all you need to know.
That pretty much put the cap on really continuing on in the same approach.
Right.
Because there's only so many times I can stand to break down and analyze a song about trucks and mud and jeans and whiskey.
Right.
And critters and gators and
catfish.
Fences.
So, a woman sent me this on Twitter and said, you need to check this out because it is insane.
Okay.
So, I checked it out, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Are there more songs like this? Because it's one thing to put yourself, if you're Luke Bryan, in the middle of your own scene and say, I'm driving my truck with a cooler full of beer with the girl in the jeans and the critters and the catfish and all. It's one thing to put yourself there and then invite the girl, and then the girl kind of has to react off having fun.
She's
out there with you
fighting through it.
She's the pawn. It's another thing to create a song around these women being the leads in the song, meaning they're the protagonists here, meaning they are the ones that are super countrified, if
okay.
you will.
All right.
Not sure that's even a word.
It is now.
There's no way that's a word.
So the videos for these are so funny. So it's basically these women that are the center of country lifestyle that look like Pam Anderson in her prime, out mm-hmm. there plowing fields and feeding horses and mm-hmm. pigs and
right.
and fixing barns and stuff, and they're in tank tops with their jugs hanging out, and it's all about them being these country people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome, man. It is so funny to hear them be the star of these songs now. So here's the first one that someone sent me. It's from an artist, if you will, named Craig Morgan. And the song is called Corn Star.
Corn Star?
Corn Star?
Not porn.
I get it.
Yeah.
Corn Star. So
right.
you tell me, how realistic is this? The funny part is, it's the same thing, man. It's
yeah.
the same exact thing.
Metal guitars and a banjo.
Yes.
It's the same thing as the beginning of our ticket stock
it is.
Song.
It is.
It's Come on, girl.
Look out, boys. Here she comes. She loves green and yellow.
Loves what? Green and yellow?
Yeah.
Oh, the color of a John Deere tractor.
She's not the kind of girl you meet on the corner of Hollywood and Vine. But you might bump into her on aisle 21 at the Farmer's Feed and Supply.
The what?
Farmer's Feed and Supply.
You might just bump into her on aisle 21.
How big is this feed
the
store?
The hell? Is this the Walmart of feed stores?
How will you feed?
On aisle 21 at the Farmer's Feed and Supply. So, she's not going to be in Playboy.
No.
She's too good for... But she's smoking hot. Good
yeah,
enough to be in
she's good enough to be in there, but that's just not her bag.
No. She's at the feed store.
You might bump into her on aisle 21 at the Farmer's Feed and Supply. With a bag of seed on her suntan shoulder, cut off jeans and a tight tank.
Hang on.
Wait a minute.
So here she is, mm-hmm. this Playboy model, at the feed store, with a bag of seed over her suntan shoulder. Her,
gross.
Her at, okay, hang on. At the feed store with her bikini on.
She's wearing cutoff shorts and a tank top.
Yes, yes, because
a tight tank top.
Every
ew, seriously,
that is so gross.
Every hot girl. Has there ever been one smoking hot girl that has done this in the history of mankind? And I mean like smoking hot girl
mm-hmm.
with a bag of seed.
Well, depends on depends on.
Why put it in a bag
yeah.
though, right?
Yeah.
With a bag of seed on her suntan shoulder, cut off jeans and a tight tank top with a big red mower on it.
A big what?
A big red mower on it. On what?
On her tank top?
Yes, I think that's it. That she's so into farming
that she has
on
a
her
tank
top
that is with a lawnmower?
With a mower on it.
I'm just like getting squeezed it with a mower on it. Right?
Yes. Like he's digging for a song, a lyric. With a mower on it.
With a bag of seed on her suntan shoulder, cut off jeans and a tight tank top with a big red mower on it. Make you wanna be a farmer, don't it? No, you won't see her in the center for the Playboy magazine.
No, of course not.
She's too busy getting dirty in a field of grain. She's a corn star. And moving traffic faster, but everybody knows the only reason for the road was to see your chugga lugging on the top of that tractor.
Time out.
Go ahead.
So the only reason
mm-hmm.
that they put an effing, like the Department of Texas Highways
yes.
put a four-lane road through her cornfield
uh-huh.
just so they could watch her jug a lug on a tractor?
Chug a lug.
Yes, yes. And not only that, everybody knows that's why they did it.
What if
just, this is no secret,
right?
What if just by chance
uh-huh.
that the State Department decided to fund a $500 million road through this pasture and then the girl moved? So you couldn't get to watch her chug a lug on her tractor, and then you're like,
"I can't get a freaking,
damn it!
I can't
bad
get a freaking
decision,
pothole filled on Vickery."
No,
much less is the state going to spend billions of dollars just to watch this slut ride a tractor
to reroute a road through her pasture.
God,
and it's like a football stadium where everybody's just kind of watching her bounce up and down in her halter top with her bag of seed.
I'm gonna walk on it.
Progress and moving inside it faster, but everybody knows the only reason for the road was to see your chugga lugging on the top of that tractor. Corn star.
Who plays this?
Vegas, where you seen her in a red bikini on a Baywatch episode? But I'm telling you straight, that 600 acres is the only life she knows. There's gossip in town, flying around. She was sunset stripping for tips in L.A. But that's just a bunch of bean growers talking to the bean loaders. Ain't got a...
No.
Hang on. It was just a bunch of
bean growers talking to the bean loaders.
Can anyone help me?
No. They're gossiping about
not
how she used
enough.
To strip in Hollywood, but they don't know what they're talking about. It's just rumor.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
That there's no way she loves the farm this much.
Right.
This corn
so,
star.
Therefore, they have to create rumors that she worked at the Seventh Vale.
Right. I saw her stripping on the Sunset Strip.
That's right. Now hand me that bag of beans.
Around, she was sunset stripping for tips in L.A., but that's just a bunch of bean growers. Talking to the bean loaders, ain't got a clue about a corn star. She's the talk of the town at every county fair, y'all. Corn star. Blue ribbon winner for the last 5 years. They cut a four-lane highway right through her pasture, blaming on progress and moving traffic faster. But everybody knows the only reason for the road was to see her chugga-lugging on the top of that tractor.
I wish they would have rerouted 635 like 40 miles north,
yes.
like into Prosper or something like that. just for this reason. God, we're going out of the way to get to Carrollton, but we want to see this chick.
See this chick,
yeah,
man.
It's unbelievable, man. Oh, wait, she moved. Oh, okay. You ever husk a corn before? Who records this? And what, is there a producer out there or a record company that's like, yes? And then there's an idiot out there that is listening to this?
And then there's a group of people that are all involved in this that have to get up the next day and look at themselves in the mirror.
Yes.
Is this a hit?
I've never heard of this cat.
I have no idea. I have no clue. There's Charlie Daniels,
you know,
made an appearance.
It's funny, if you're not paying attention, you might think this song is about that machine that turns change into dollars at Tom Thumb. It's a corn star.
Oh, my God. All right, so that's Craig.
That's incredible.
Is it not?
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm not even mad.
No, it's actually, it does make me happy. So, there are two other songs. That's Craig Morgan. The next one is Craig Campbell with his song Fish. Or,
sorry, what? Fish?
Fish. Or we have Gord Bamford with the Farm Girl, Farm Girl Strong.
Mike, you pick.
Let's go with Gord Bamford.
Did you ever think you would say that?
No,
on these
I didn't.
Airwaves?
I did not.
Let's go with Gord Bamford. Okay. Well, here he is, Gord Bamford and Farm Girl Strong.
Gord Bamford.
Her grandma was a Dust Bowl born and bred.
Oh, God, I already regret that decision.
Her mama was a bonafide Oklahoma cutie. Her daddy drove a tractor his whole life long. It runs in her blood. She hits the ground running before the dawn cracks, or pulls up her ponytail through her baseball cap, zips up her coverall, slips her work boots on.
Okay.
No.
Terrible. Terrible.
So
they're trying to get us to believe that the common farm working girl is really sexy.
Oh, yeah. Smoking hot. Dude, the video of this one?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. It is one of the hottest girls you've ever seen in your life that is up before dawn, puts her boots on, and her coveralls, and zips them up, and then hits the pasture. And it gets way better.
It runs in her blood. She's farm girl strong.
All right, so let's go back to what farmers actually do. They do get up before the break of dawn, correct?
Yes.
They work their ass off all day doing whatever needs to be done, manual, physical, hard labor.
Yes.
All day from before the sun comes up. So from 5 o'clock or sometimes 4 o'clock, they are working their ass off.
Like George and Craig.
Right. But then, after that, you know what you want to do more than anything? Is get gussied up and go into town to go party.
Yes, in your pickup truck.
Like all farmers do. To come back into town, party, get drunk off your ass.
And then start over the next day.
Drive back drunk to your farm.
Get 2 hours of sleep.
Yes, get up, hot girl. And start all over again in your freaking coveralls.
Her jeans are tight and her legs are long. Man, she's a looker. She's farm girl strong. She cooks a mean batch of buttermilk biscuits. If something breaks down, she knows how to fix it.
I'm sorry, what?
She cooks a mean batch of buttermilk biscuits. When something breaks down, she knows how to fix it.
Okay.
So as she's cooking for everyone,
yeah,
suddenly something breaks down on the farm. Maybe in this video, it's the engine of a John Deere tractor.
Which she knows how to fix.
Perfectly.
Yeah, she can rebuild a transmission.
In a tight white tank top with jugs flying out into the carburetor. But she's nope. there to fix yeah. it after being hung over to holy hell partying with farm people at night.
That's a nice cold beer in a three-chord song. It runs in her blood. She's farm girl strong. But when the work day's done, she'd get dressed up, head in the town in her pickup truck. Her jeans are tight and her legs are long. Man, she's a looker. She's farm girl strong.
She's got to be tired.
She's worn ass out.
She got up at 3, plowed. It rebuilt the tractor.
And don't
engine.
Forget, she's got to make herself look great while she's doing all
she
this.
She had to
too.
Cook the biscuits.
Yeah, she cooked biscuits for everyone.
For all of them, the whole farm.
Then got showered and cleaned up and manicured and did her hair and then went out and got hammered.
Yeah, and then came back biscuits. And then woke up the next morning and had to mend the barn. Had to fix that after feeding the horses. Oh, guitar solo. And by the way, in the video too, this mm-hmm. smoking hot girl ends up at the Gord Bramford concert and is just going nuts, and all it is shot after shot with her and her friends and everything.
Right.
And then she probably gets a DUI on the way back to the farm.
It's probably her third.
Right, because she does it every night.
Yeah.
She parties
but she's
so
hot
hard.
She can talk her way out of it.
Oh, of course, yes.
Her jeans are tight and her legs are long. Man, she's a looker. She's a farm girl strong.
I can't imagine what a dill butt that stupid Gord Bramford looks like, too. Oh, my God.
Gord Bramford.
Gord Bramford.
Like, you spell it like G-O-U-R-D?
G-O-R-D.
Gord Bramford.
Yes.
Yeah. Short for Gordon.
So, this is the new thing.
Hey, would you like to get some chicken?
It's not enough. It's not enough that these men are portrayed as
This guy gargles douche.
Oh, it's
in the
so
morning.
Bad.
Yeah.
But it's not enough that these men fake being these farmer types and live the life of country strong and all that. Now they're doing it. Now they're making sure you know that, hey, there's lots of women that do the same thing that we do. And you know what? If this was true, you know what they look like? They look like 1940s Russian women that have been working since they were 5 years old. The ones that are 45 years old that look 98.
Right.
That's what these people look like.
In real life.
Because that's all they do is work their ass off.
In the sun.
They don't have a lot of time for crunches and yoga.
And shots and Gord Bramford concerts.
Right.
Wow.
Well, we'll tackle fish next time.
More ridiculousness.